Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's economic policy framework has just been hinted at by the RBI Deputy Governor, Poonam Gupta, and it could have far-reaching implications for the country's monetary policy and growth trajectory. First, what makes this significant is that India could consider lowering the inflation target and trimming the tolerance band in the 2026 five-year review of the Flexible Inflation Targeting Framework. The current target is 4% Consumer Price Index, or CPI, with a plus-minus 2% band, which translates to a range of 2-6%. This review is the framework's second since its adoption in 2016. Crucially, the Flexible Inflation Targeting Framework has a legal basis, and it is worth pausing here to note that the Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, plays a central role in this framework. The MPC consists of 6 members, with 3 from the Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, and 3 external members, and decisions are made by a majority vote. Building on this, let us look at the proposals that are being considered. There are 2 main options on the table: lowering the target and narrowing the band. Option 1 is to lower the target from 4% to around 3.5 or 3%. The rationale behind this is that India's CPI inflation has averaged closer to 5% historically, but recent moderation, with an average of around 4.3% in the current financial year, and strong growth suggest that a lower target is achievable. However, there is a risk that a tighter monetary policy would be required to hit a lower target, which could lead to higher interest rates and slower growth. It is also worth noting that India's 4% target is higher than the targets of advanced economies, such as the US Federal Reserve, the European Union, and the United Kingdom, which all have targets of around 2%. This reflects India's structural food inflation, which is a key factor in the country's overall inflation rate. And here is something that surprises many students. The second option is to narrow the band from plus-minus 2% to plus-minus 1.5 or 1%. The rationale behind this is that a tighter band signals more policy precision and commitment. However, there is a risk that the MPC would lose flexibility to tolerate supply shocks, such as food price spikes due to monsoon failure, and more frequent policy rate changes would be needed. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The MPC has a failure rule, which states that if inflation remains above 6% or below 2% for 3 consecutive quarters, the RBI must report to Parliament explaining why and what it will do. In 2022-23, the RBI sent a report to Parliament, which was the only time the failure clause was triggered. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the monetary policy transmission. The RBI's repo rate decisions are the primary tool to keep inflation within the target. A lower target would lead to higher real interest rates, which would result in less credit and slower investment. A narrower band would lead to more frequent repo rate changes, which would result in greater volatility in borrowing costs. So what exactly changed? The key point is that India needs around 7-8% GDP growth for employment absorption, and excessively tight inflation targets can suppress growth. The 2026 review must balance India's development stage with monetary credibility. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The current inflation target is 4% CPI with a plus-minus 2% band. The proposed options are to lower the target to around 3.5 or 3% or to narrow the band to plus-minus 1.5 or 1%. Remember this number, 6%, which is the threshold above which the MPC is considered to have failed. Note this carefully. The RBI Deputy Governor, Poonam Gupta, stated that India could consider lowering the inflation target and trimming the tolerance band in the 2026 review. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The main keywords to focus on are flexible inflation targeting, Section 45ZA of the RBI Act, MPC, CPI inflation target, 4% target, plus minus 2% tolerance band, Poonam Gupta, RBI, 5-year review 2026, monetary policy credibility, growth inflation trade-off, and repo rate. In conclusion, the potential changes to India's inflation target and tolerance band have significant implications for the country's monetary policy and growth trajectory, and it is essential to understand these developments in the context of India's economic policy framework and its broader development goals.